We've been talking this hour about the economy. Joining us now is Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Akron Beacon Journal. His work will be familiar to many people around the country. The most recent of his many books is False Start, How the New Browns Were Set Up to Fail. Thanks for joining us today in Columbus.
Glad to be here.
How big is the sports business in Ohio?
Really big. How's that? For a very deep NPR answer. But I think that, let's face it, when you walk to a Browns game and the team has only won three games, and it's 10 degrees, and this thing, and you still see 50,000 people in the parking lot at 8 a.m. for a 1 p.m. game, or if you go, to, that is a big business. So whether it's Ohio State, it draws over 100,000 for their football things. I think the neat thing, you know, being hearing all this division and all this stuff, Neil, here about, you know, red states, blue states, this, the coolest thing that I had when I was growing up with, and my dad and I certainly were in different political camps and everything else, is talking about the Indians or talking about the Cavaliers or the Browns. And I think that goes on in families right now. I mean, let's face it, we don't have to have a political debate at every dinner, you know? We can at least talk about who the manager ought to be.
Well, I did want to ask you about the sports business by asking you to talk a little bit about the story arcs of two athletes. 3 years ago, LeBron James was playing high school basketball here in Ohio. 3 years ago, Maurice Claret helped the Ohio State football team win the national championship. Things have turned out differently for these two gentlemen.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the dynamics of both sports. In the NBA, you can go straight from college, high school, skip over college and go right to the and just get in at 18. In fact, I saw LeBron, his high school, 3 miles away from where I live, going back to when he was 15 years old. He looked 30 physically. I mean, he was just an enormously gifted creature. But the main thing, too, is he's really a bright guy, Neil. I mean, he gets it. He understands that, yeah, the game is important, I'm important, but I'm part of it. It reminds me of like when I saw Magic Johnson come into the game, or later Michael Jordan. Maurice Claret was basically the LeBron James of high school football, but whether Maurice likes it or not, you still got to play or go through 3 years of college before you get into the draft, and that's just how it is. And I think Maurice, in a lot of ways, wanted to take a lot of shortcuts and did it and got all kinds of people in trouble in the process.
As you look at LeBron James, he is now the biggest figure, I think, in the sport of basketball, not physically, but he not only in his second year, his team is getting better. He is one of those players, you compared to Magic Johnson a minute ago, people say he makes everyone around him better.
Yeah, he knows it's not all about him. I mean, Neil, when he was in high school, what would impress me is, as somebody who's a former high school bench warmer, you know, you get excited to get into the game.
I couldn't make it to the bench.
Yeah, well, I barely did. Believe me, I'd sit there and go, let's see, 72 to 21. Is that good enough for them to put me in yet? Well, when that kid would get in the game, and LeBron was still out there, he'd find a way to get him a layup. He looked at things that way. On draft night, when the ping pong ball came out and came to the Cavaliers, the 10 guys he had on the stage were his teammates from St. Vincent, St. Mary. And I'm not saying it belongs in a church window or everything's perfect, but this kid gets it. I mean, he averaged only 30 points a game in high school, which may not sound like much, but he scored 25 in his first NBA game. Just imagine what he could have averaged if he wanted to. So you have that there, and I think in a lot of ways a sport where it seems like they're so individualistic and where coaches are getting fired and there's rebellions all the time, it's nice to have a kid that at least likes playing in his hometown, is never trashed there, and represents the sport really well.
We just have 30 seconds left, but I can't help but mention another kid who graduated from another Ohio university is going to be playing on Sunday in Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the Steelers.
He really is, and there's going to be a kid from Akron U named Charlie Fry next year who could be the next Ben Roethlisberger. So.
Terry Pluto, thanks very much for being with us today. Appreciate your time today. Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Akron Beacon Journal, author of many books, and the most recent of them is False Start, How the New Browns Were Set Up to Fail. Before we go, we want to thank Jane Scott and her team from the Columbus Metropolitan Club, and thanks to the staff of WOSU-AM, especially Fred Anderle, Paul Anthony, Tamara Keith, radio manager Tim Eby, and general manager Tom Ryland. From the Fawcett Center on the Ohio State University campus in Columbus, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.